Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers of Madani Channel to another program within our series Islamic Manners. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have been discussing a few topics now in relation to good manners and the Islamic understanding of having good mannerisms and the importance it has upon the life of a Muslim. And inshallah today we will mention another aspect in regards to Islamic manners. So our previous program we were discussing good manners in a general sense. Now inshallah we will delve into the certain things which qualify as good manners within Islam. So it has been reported by Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, "Shall I not inform you of the person whom hellfire is haram for?" Now this is a very powerful question. It's also one that will bring all the ears up and attentive. That if somebody was to tell you, "Should I tell you who is that person who the fire of hell is haram for? He is forbidden from entering the fire of hell. Who is that person?" No doubt we're all anticipating the answer. Similar was the state of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he quenched the thirst of the Sahaba kiram by saying, "The one who is good-natured, soft-spoken, forgiving, and fulfiller of people's needs." Subhanallah. So many qualities here, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that we can dissect inshallah and begin to speak about. First of all, this question is a very powerful question, because the reality of our life, the purpose of our existence in this world, is to recognize our Creator, to attain success by passing away in this world with iman and then going into the hereafter with our iman intact. Because if we do that, then we will eventually enter into paradise. But my dear viewers, if we are told, if you embody these qualities and these traits, you will never enter the fire of hell. Meaning the fire of hell will be forbidden upon you. Now, no doubt every Muslim would like to hear regarding each one of these qualities. And he will strive, every believer will strive to try and embody those traits. So let us go through them one by one. The one who is good-natured. So within himself, goodness emanates from that person. Whenever he is speaking to someone, he speaks to them in a beautiful manner. There's only goodness and kindness. You can say it's like flowers are coming out of that person's mouth. It's beautiful to listen to that person, and it's beautiful to have a conversation with that person. It's very easy to have a conversation with that person. When you're speaking to them, it doesn't feel very difficult. And that person, the way when he responds to you, it's all with love, and it's embodying this concept of being good-natured, having kindness and not judging people, but rather being easygoing. When you're communicating with another person, these qualities should be within us, that we are easy to speak to. And if people want to approach us, we are easily approachable as well. So this is the first quality of being good-natured. Secondly, is soft-spoken. So when you are speaking to someone, your tone, the manner in which you're delivering your message is gentle, it is kind, and it's one that is dripping with love, and it's dripping with softness, gentleness. Your word selection is one which exudes softness, my dear viewers. And when we embody this trait to such a level, we practice and we try to intentionally be like this in our speech, then, my dear viewers, you will realize people will become attracted to you. Not that you want people's attraction, but at least you'll be saving them from going elsewhere and from being misguided. They will learn the religion of Islam from you, inshallah, if you are learned, because you are embodying those traits which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these are the traits of people who have good manners. And furthermore, a person who is forgiving in nature, if we are forgiving, if we forgive people, somebody wrongs us, if we are quick to forgive them, this is a beautiful trait amongst the believers. And similarly, this is that trait that will make you amongst those people upon whom the fire of hell is haram. It is forbidden for you to enter the fire of hell if you are one who also embodies this quality of forgiving others. It is very difficult, I can understand. We all know life throws many curveballs at us. We're going through a lot of testing times. Sometimes we're going through so much within our own mind, within our own life, that if somebody comes in front of us in a wrong manner, in a manner that goes against our natural tendency, then we tend to respond in a very negative manner. But my dear viewers, we have to be more conscious about our word selection, more conscious about how we deal with people, because this is the quality of a true believer, a true lover of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the final quality mentioned in this narration is this person, he fulfills people's needs. So if you know that a person is going through any need, whether it could be he needs some advice, and you're able to give the correct advice because you have knowledge, you have experience, you have understanding, and you may have gone through that difficulty. For you to give good advice, this is also a duty upon you as a believer. It is a duty upon a believer to give nasiha, to give good, sincere counseling and good advice. Once again, with the prerequisite that you have knowledge, that you have the experience and the understanding to give that knowledge. If you do not know, then do not give any advice until you acquire the knowledge of that matter. Similarly, my dear viewers, fulfilling a person's needs, whether through words, i.e. morally, then you can also say fulfilling people's needs via financially. If people have financial needs and you have, alhamdulillah, Allah Almighty has granted you wealth in such an amount where if you help a person out, you won't be in debt or you won't be in difficulty. Rather, you are living a very easy life now, meaning a financially easy life. If you can help a person in a financial testing situation, then Islam tells us you should help that person because he is your fellow Muslim and he is that person who maybe once he acquires a station where he is safe now financially, he will also help another person out. Why? Because it's like a domino effect. When you do good to someone, goodness is done unto you. For example, if I was to just smile, and if we give the example of smiling, when we smile at somebody on the road or in the street or we're passing by them, we give them a smile. It's such an addicting element within a person's life that once you smile, now the next time this person meets another person, he will smile. And then he will smile unto another person. And it's like a domino effect. This is the power and the contagious nature of smiling. So my dear viewers, similarly, if you are doing good to someone, if you're helping people out, this will also help out other people as well, because it'll be a continuous effect. It's like a droplet of rain. Once the first droplet of rain comes, then many droplets of rain will follow after. If you start to do a good deed, other people will see you, they may help out as well. If you give a donation, other people within your local family or community, they may also donate to the noble cause as well. So helping someone out morally, financially. Similarly, if somebody has a physical need and we can help them, then Islam tells us that on a similar format, we should try to help and remove their physical problems as well, their physical need. So my dear viewers, this was the first narration that we would just try to touch upon in relation to who is that person whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the fire of hell is haram upon that person. Who? The one who is good-natured, soft-spoken, forgiving, and the fulfiller of people's needs. Another narration reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, a believer is so good-natured and soft-spoken that people consider him a foolish person due to his gentleness. Allahu Akbar. Now, you can say this person, he's deemed as being simple. And he's known as a divana. Meaning people consider this person is foolish. But in reality, his gentleness, his kind nature has led him to get to that level. And this is where the Prophet ﷺ said, a believer is someone who is so good-natured, so soft-spoken, that the people, the public think that he's a very foolish person. Why? Because of his gentleness. This is a very difficult trait and a station to reach, because many people today don't get to that level. Because this takes a lot of self-reformation, reflecting on one's own state, learning about the life of our pious predecessors, that there were Sahaba-i-Kiram who were like this. In today's time, people might think, oh, this person will get eaten up. But as a true believer, the Prophet ﷺ has told us, a believer embodies this quality of being good-natured and soft-spoken. In another narration, Sayyiduna Irbad bin Sariyah radiallahu anhu reported that the noble Prophet ﷺ has said, a believer is like a camel led by a halter around its nose. If it is tied to something, it stops, and if it is walked, it starts walking. If it is made to sit on a stony ground, it sits. Meaning, my dear viewers, this narration mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah, it shows the obedience of a believer. The believer, he is like that camel that has a rein around its nose, and wherever its owner wishes to guide him, it will follow in that way. Similar, the rulings of the religion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's teachings of Islam, the guidance of the Quran, the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are like the rain for the believer. And the believer will be directed to go towards those paths which only he's taken by the guidance of the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So similarly, when we have good mannerisms, this is also the teachings of the Quran. We will not question things. We trust and we believe in the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teachings of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. We don't need to overthink things and overcomplicate things, because all of that work has already been done for us in the guidance of the Quran, in the revelation of the Quran, in the teaching of the way and the life of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another narration reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, glad tidings be to the one who adopts humility without misery. Glad tidings to the one who keeps the company of Islamic scholars of jurisprudence and wisdom and refrains from the company of the disgraced sinners. Glad tidings to the one who spends excessive wealth of his in the path of Allah Almighty and avoids useless talking. Glad tidings to the one who is acting upon my sunnah and does not give it up to adopt innovation. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, this narration is such a narration which is uplifting for all the believers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is encouraging the believers that good news, the good news of Allah's mercy, of Allah's paradise, of Allah's forgiveness are for those believers who are humble. And they are not ashamed of this. They have humility for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we learn from the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever adopts humility, ajizi, for the sake of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty will grant him elevation. And this is the reality, because remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants izzah and respect. So this is why, my dear viewers, we shouldn't chase after recognition from the people, but rather we should do those actions that bring about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if Allah wills, Allah Almighty will grant you izzah. Do not do any good deed for the sake of the people, but rather do it with the sole intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this second glad tidings, we have been told that the believers should adopt the company of those fuqaha, those Islamic scholars of jurisprudence who have knowledge and tafaqquh fi deen, understanding of the religion, and they have wisdom. the Islamic scholars who have hikam and wisdom within their heart and mind, because these people will give you benefit. These people, when they speak to you, when you're in their suhbah, you will attain the faizan of their spirituality, of their ilm, of their hikmat. And we can say people in today's time, alhamdulillah, our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, is that personality who embodies these qualities. A man of knowledge, a man of spirituality, a man of wisdom, and a true wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we need to adopt his company, listen to his aphorisms, his words of wisdom, take time out of your busy schedules so that you can learn and better your akhirah and be amongst those whom Rasulullah has given khush khabri, has given glad tidings. In the third glad tidings, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has educated us in relation to those believers who give abundantly in the path of Allah Almighty. This is a very beautiful trait. And my dear viewers, it doesn't matter if it's 1 or 2 pounds, or if it's 50 or 10 rupees, whatever it may be, whatever you can give according to your istita'at, but just give in the way of Allah. Always try to give, because there are many benefits of giving in the way of Allah. And one of them, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us the khush khabri that these people are amongst the successful ones. Allah Almighty's mercy and rahmat will be towards them. His forgiveness and maghfirat will be towards them. For they are those people who constantly give in the path of Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty grant us that hand that gives in His way and not the hand that withholds from giving in the path of Allah Almighty. Similarly, those who avoid useless conversations. So today, if we just ponder over our life, what do we talk about? When we are conversing with family, friends, and the people of our time, what do we talk about? What is the topic of discussion? Is it matters of the religion? Is it matters of improving our character? Is it the matters of the Quran, the Hadith? Or is it about worldly affairs? Those things that will not give us any benefit in this world and the hereafter. We must reflect, because remember, my dear viewers, this is a serious matter. Every word that we utter is written down by the angels, by the recorded angels on our right and left shoulders. These angels have been commanded by Allah Almighty to write down whatever we do, whatever we say. And this is why, my dear viewers, on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, we will have nowhere to hide. In Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, on that day of Yawm Al-Qiyamah, the mouths will be sealed and the hands will give gawahi, i.e. the hands will speak on that day. And the other limbs will be speaking on that day, and they will testify what they used to do, i.e. what sins or what actions were committed or performed by the limbs, by the body parts. And this is why, my dear viewers, today we can try to make an excuse, right? Oh no, I didn't do this. Oh, I didn't do that. Oh no, you know, it was somebody else. We can get away with it because we have our tongue in usage. On Yawm Al-Qiyamah, we will not have any way, because our tongue will be sealed. Our own body parts will be a witness against us or for us. So my dear viewers, this is why a lesson and a point of wisdom here from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his teachings is that we utilize our body parts in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when they do testify on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, they will testify in our favor, that Ya Allah, this person would have a tasbih in his hand and he would perform your dhikr. Oh Allah, this person would count he would do your dhikr, Ya Allah, your remembrance on his fingertips, and his phalanges, i.e. his fingers, will testify for him on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. This is why, my dear viewers, utilize your body parts in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, you will not be in disappointment, but you will be rejoicing, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And the final point mentioned here is that the one who adopts the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you adopt the sunnah of and the way and the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my dear viewers, this will bring about blessings within your life. And this will keep you firm upon the teachings of the deen. And being a true Muslim, when you embody the sunnah within your speech, within your outer physical appearance, within your heart and your intentions and your feelings that you harbor, all of these things, when we reflect upon the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and try to embody those qualities, we will be safe and we will attain salvation. But for those who leave the path of the Quran and the Sunnah, those who go against the Quran and Sunnah, those people are on the way of innovation, and those people unfortunately will be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. This is why any practice which is in accordance to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, my dear viewers, that is a practice which is following in the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is one that is praiseworthy. But any action that goes completely against the teaching of Islam, those actions will be a means of regret for us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah Almighty protect us from ever committing such sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Jalameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until our next program, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Islamic manners. Smile with mercy. Speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy. Speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic